comes Westbrook. Off to Adams. Westbrook corner. George for the lead. What a comeback!
All right. I know the way the Rockets lost to Oklahoma City last night was a devastating way to lose. And I know by losing the way they did, just by losing, they probably lost a 2 seed in the West. But I'm feeling totally fine this morning.
Am I crazy?
Yes. I'm feeling totally fine
this morning. No, you shouldn't. Okay. No, you shouldn't feel totally fine. I know what you're thinking. I know you're thinking it doesn't matter and that you don't mind a matchup versus Utah if you're the 4th seed, which is likely going to happen.
Seth, here's all I know. The Western Conference runs through the 2-time defending champions. And whether you play them in the Western Conference Finals or the second round makes no difference to me.
Okay, all right.
I'm being dead serious. I feel like I was living in a crazy world.
No, but what, Mike, does it not matter to you that they blew a double-digit lead to Oklahoma City? That they went cold? That they couldn't defend?
Yes,
that they
that
just
bothers
gave
me.
Oklahoma City possession after possession after possession?
Yes, but everybody last night was acting like the world was ending. And I'm looking at this and I was like, I feel like I'm totally missing something.
You had the number 2 seed within your grasp.
Yes.
Which would have meant home court advantage for everybody except the Golden State Warriors, or your matchup versus the Golden State Warriors. That's what they cared about. The people who were flipping out last night, it wasn't about any specific matchups or when you face Golden State or anything. It was that it's nice. It's really, really, really nice, especially in a much more crowded Western Conference this year, to have home court advantage as many times as possible. So that's where I am. If you face the Warriors in the second round or in the conference finals, you could argue either way. Mike, it's not just about the Golden State Warriors. It's not. This is not last year. It's going to be hard to win a bunch of these series, and home court advantage matters.
I don't know, Seth. I'm really looking at the rest of the West, and maybe I'm just entirely disrespectful, but I'm trying to think of another team that really is going to challenge the Rockets, even after last night, and even after James Harden missed a free throw that would have at the very least sent the game to overtime, and even after James Harden missed a wide open three at the end of the game. I mean, the season is over because of James Harden. At least it ended, 5 minutes early.
Well, I guess, after last night, after Oklahoma City beats them for the second time, like, you're not even worried about a team like Oklahoma City.
I feel like over a 7-game series, it's going to take care of itself.
But it's
going to
be harder. It's harder this year. It's just flat out going to be harder. It's not a march, because it's a different Rockets team and it's a different Western Conference, and it's not just a march through the conference until you face the Warriors. That's the only thing I would. And I wouldn't care if you face the Warriors in the first round, the second round, or the third round. I don't think it's as simple as just beating the Warriors. I think there's a lot more to it, and home court advantage actually really matters. Like, and that's what the Rockets have been saying. The only excuse I'll give for them over the last week is that obviously D'Antoni being gone has some kind of effect on them.
I mean, and you're probably going to lose at some point. So if people are joining us and they're a little bit confused about the situation, the Rockets had a chance to win their 7th game in a row last night, finished the season with 54 wins, and if they had won last night against Oklahoma City, based on everything else that had happened, they would have gotten the number 2 seed in the West. So they would be able to have home court in the first round and in the second round. Because they didn't, they still can be the 2, the 3, or the 4, but based on what's likely to happen, and I emphasize the word likely, they're probably going to be the 4 seed.
Right.
And that doesn't bother me.
Despite what you might have seen on TNT, TNT showed that they couldn't be lower than 3rd.
They were wrong. Terrible job.
But this is why I'm already confused to begin with. I don't need TNT misleading me.
Yes.
I'm confused as well.
Everyone's really confused right now. And TNT's giving out fake information. But I want to go back
fake
to...
Fake news!
I want to go back to Seth's point, though. The only team I worry about in the context of having home court is the Golden State Warriors, who they have never had home court against anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So since they lost the 2 seed last night against Oklahoma City on a Paul George almost buzzer beater, the only thing that really matters is if they play the Denver Nuggets, then it's not going to be at home, which is not a big deal to me because the Denver Nuggets have been doing everything in their power the last 5 days to avoid the Rockets. Like, they're scared of the Rockets. If they're so confident in playing the Houston Rockets, they wouldn't be doing the weird shenanigans they're doing right now. The only team that matters for the Houston Rockets is the Golden State Warriors. Whether you play them in round 3 or round 2, the West runs through Golden State. That's it. And they gotta beat Golden State.
I'm with you, Mike. The only concerns that I have about in Denver are the possibility that one of the Houston Rockets players maybe leaves something in their bag of the Oski Woski variant and gets in trouble on their way back to Houston, or the altitude. It's the actual Denver Nuggets themselves. Nah, I'm good. I'm feeling very good about it.
They've dominated that team for a couple of years. I know Denver's much better this year, but they can't defend the Rockets. They cannot defend the Rockets. And I'm seeing the reaction on Twitter, and this is the only thing I can really go by because I can't look at newspaper articles or message boards after Paul George's shot last night. There's no other like thing I can base this on. And people were having a total meltdown. And I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, number one, the idea of playing Oklahoma City worried me because they have a few great players or really good players that, you know, kind of raise the ceiling on that team. You never know what you're going to get. But more importantly, I'm confident it's Utah. And if I'm playing the Golden State Warriors early in the playoffs, that doesn't bother me because I know at some points I'm going to have to play Golden State because nobody else in the West is beating Golden State.
I think, I'm going to side with the people that are freaking out because I think this is what you're watching last night. A team that wanted to win that game, that wanted the 2 seed, and then they blew it. And I think that's all that it is. You don't have to overanalyze it and act like people were, if people are acting like the sky is falling because you go from the 2 seed to the 3 or 4 seed, then I would disagree with that. But I think there's something to be said for, you look at this game and it's kind of like in the context of some other games this season where you think, we've said this at various times along the season. Well, this is a game you're going to remember at the end of the year. We would look at like the Pelicans game, losing to the Pelicans, the other Oklahoma City game, blowing that huge lead.
26 points.
What was it? There was one other one. Regardless, like those games were kind of that same variety. This game would have been one of those games too. So I think that the fact that the Rockets wanted to win it, the fact that they blew a double-digit lead, which in today's NBA it happens all the time.
But they controlled the game.
Not like this. You controlled the game. You let it slip out of your reach to where it became a 50-50 proposition by the last minute. And that's the only thing that concerns me and bothers me is that I was cocky as all get out yesterday in how I felt about this team. And now I got a little bit of that fear shot back into me. I remember like, oh, wait a second. Yeah, Daniel House can't continue to hit 50% of his three-pointers. That's not going to happen. Eric Gordon has been awesome, but Eric Gordon's going to disappear from time to time. And anytime you miss a bunch of threes from here until eternity, until the Rockets win a championship, when you miss a bunch of threes, you start thinking about last year in the playoffs.
Well, I think
you're reminded of your mortality.
Mike, Seth, and Paul.
I think, guys, that the freakout has nothing to do with the actual way that they lost the game because they did blow a double-digit lead. And ultimately, they are in a worse position from a seeding perspective going into the playoffs. I think it's because this city is ticked off that once again, they're going to see James Harden not get the MVP. I feel like it really comes back down to that because in last night's game, it was Russell Westbrook late, actually making 3-point shots, which he hasn't made many of this season. Paul George making the clutch shot with about 1 second left to give the Thunder a late lead. And it was James Harden missing a key free throw with about 9 seconds left. And then after that, missing, after creating separation for himself, an open three with no time left. I think people, because we are the way that we are, there's an inferiority complex that Rockets fans tend to have, especially when it comes to James Harden. I think that maybe it was manifesting itself in the form of, man, he's not going to get the MVP again. Damn it.
You know what? I think you're onto something there, Paul, because I was driving in this morning thinking about this, and NBA Twitter in general is kind of it's a scary place to be. It's probably like the most aggressive amongst the actual bloggers. Like bloggers get really almost violent with each other.
Very parochial.
But this
too.
This year in this MVP race, it seems like it's been taken to a whole nother level with a lot of NBA writers. And, like, especially, like, local bloggers, it feels like this year they've reached their breaking point in defending James Harden. And I almost think that it's either because it's year after year after year of it, or it's because they sense that for a second time, James Harden is going to lose out on the MVP race when they think he should have gotten it. But man, people they're tense. They're really, really tense. More so than it felt even last year at any point. I don't know what's going on.
Are they tense because Harden may have lost the MVP, which I'm not sure is actually the case, but I can see where Paul is going on that.
Yeah.
Or is it just this lingering feeling that people can't quite trust this team? And when they lose a game like that, all these bad feelings or bad memories keep coming back.
But shouldn't they trust him? I mean, they took the Warriors to seven last year. And if not for Chris Paul, they win that series. I feel like the trust factor should be there for anyone who's paid attention to the team seriously for the last year and a half, 2 years or so. The real question is, okay, when they go up against Golden State, what's going to happen? But I do think that there's a frustrated section of this Rockets fan base that is rolling their eyes because they feel that James Harden doesn't get his just due. And unfortunately, because NBA Twitter writers, bloggers, etc., is somewhat reactionary, there is something to be said for James Harden missing a free throw and missing a three-point shot at the end of the game, where when you maybe take a look at some past MVP races, like a big-time performance by Russell Westbrook down the stretch against the Denver bleeping Nuggets when the Denver Nuggets sucked, that apparently was a huge factor in Westbrook winning the MVP over James Harden. So I think there's a little bit of that in the air right now, too.
So you think if Harden had made the free throw or he had made the three-pointer at the buzzer, that would have been a big deal for the MVP race?
I don't, personally. I think that other people, though, view it that way, which is why NBA Twitter, as Seth just described, and those who cover the NBA, is a bit confusing. It is extremely reactionary considering it is an 82-game season in the NBA.
It's weird. It's kind of like the Heisman Trophy. Like, for the whole season, it was Tua of Alabama. The whole season. Mm-hmm. I mean, from week one to, like, week 13, and all of a sudden the conference title games happen. Literally one weekend, and Tua plays poorly against Georgia, and then Kyler Murray plays well against the University of Texas, and he wins the award.
That was enough.
That was enough. So maybe Paul's right about
this. It's when it happens, too, unfortunately. When it happens in the season. It should not be. It should be the body of work, but I think we have very selective and short memories.
So at this point, you'd have to say that NBA Twitter would be in favor of keeping conference championship games. Okay. Because I'm joking, obviously, but if there were an equivalent of like an NBA division championship game or something, then Harden could like have heroics in that game. You know what you need, Mike? You know what you need? You know what Harden needs? You need these mid-season classics, these tournaments that you want to do, like the Euro
like
teams
soccer?
Do it. Yeah, like where you just go ahead and you have a tournament.
I love that.
That way, then all of a sudden, if you ball out in some of these, that's like, that gives you, I feel like Harden could ball out in these mid-season tournaments, and then he'd have that going for him over Antetokounmpo.
I like it.
I'm assuming in this instance that Antetokounmpo wouldn't ball out.
Houston's pretty good at those mid-season championships. Houston Dynamo reigning U.S. Open champions, the champion
good
of
points.
Houston sports.
We saw that cup as well in this studio.
I touched it.
Mike, Seth,
touched
and Paul.
It good.
I did too.
On a Wednesday, here's the moral of the story. You're a Rockets fan this morning. You're sad. They lost the game in a terrible fashion last night. They're fine. They're going to beat Utah. They're the four seed.
Mike,
and you want to play Golden State.
Yeah, just remember this, Mike. If you find yourself in a seven-game series with a team other than the Warriors that Mike said it wasn't going to be an issue,
yes,
and you shouldn't worry about playing game seven on the road, it's no big deal. That's what Mike is saying.